Hi, and welcome to the Kara Podcast. My name is Lori, and I'm your host for the show. Here, we're focused on inspiring and encouraging you in business and in life. The Kara Podcast is a community driven by creative, authentic, remarkable, and awe-inspiring people just like you. Our mission is to put Jesus at the center of our lives and to provide a platform to promote both personal and professional development and encourage self-discovery on the pathway to success, burning those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. The easiest way to achieve everything you want in life is to fall in love with Jesus and knowing that our battles are messy and beautiful along the way to becoming all that he has created us for, a place to thrive and become the greatest version of yourself. To learn more, check out the Kara Podcast at thekarapodcast.com. Hey, hey, friends. Hope you are doing well. It is September. We are halfway through the month, and I just wanted to dive in today in this reactionary world that we live in and to move from reactionary to big picture. If we focused on God's purpose, and when we're totally in tune and we're walking with him, we tend to have a different perspective the way we look through the lens of life here on earth. The more we lean into his love and living on purpose, our reactions change. When we slip into reactive mode, often here we're off the path of our purpose. Or when life hits us hard and sways us onto the path of negativity, complaining, dissatisfaction, and we just go down that path where it feels like there's no point of return. But here's the good news. His goodness wants and desires us to experience a full life. And we know that the paths of life can cause us to stumble. It can trip us up, or it even can get, life can get us off the path altogether. And we find ourselves kind of like in survival mode in the middle of the wilderness. And we have no idea how we got there or how we're ever going to get out of there. And you know what? You and I, we have invisible forces that desires to drag us into the wilderness and strip us of our identity and our purpose. And when we find ourselves back on the path, oftentimes it looks just a little dimmer than it did before we got off the path into the wilderness. And when we find ourselves back on the path, sometimes that road can look a little longer. The color of nature on that path looks a little bleaker. And to be honest, our joy just makes us, it's just not there. We're just kind of going through the motion. And we got back on the path, but we're still in that reactivity mode and reactive mode versus being on purpose. Today, let's root out and diminish those invisible forces to set our feet onto the path of what he has called you and I to. Let's begin with taking a deep breath and slow down our racing minds and go ahead and fall into a cleansing, breathing pattern, where we're just breathing in and slowly exhaling and slowly breathing in and slowly exhaling. Now, if you're driving, please keep your eyes open and stay focused. Now, let's realign our vision. Close your eyes and keep the breathing pattern going. Slowly breathing in and slowly breathing out. And now I want you to think of the perfect temperature that you enjoy when you get outside and you go for a run, a walk, or a hike on a path. Now today, the path is filled with light. It is peaceful. And as we proceed down the path, we begin to give thanks for the simple things like the breath in our lungs, our ability to shake off the dust from our shoes to get out on the path. And as we move down the path, we see our favorite flowers that are in full bloom. They are vibrant and growing. We see smiling faces on the path that greet us as we move along. We give thanks for the reflection of our hearts on the smiles of the faces greeting us. We continue to awaken to His beautiful love and His goodness for us. And you begin to throw off those things that are hindering you as you begin to climb a gentle climb, bringing you to a clearing of a vista. And on that vista, you take a moment and you just pause because your eyes are in awe of what's before you. And you're taking in this 360-degree view. And much like this view from the vista that is so gorgeous, God sees so much greater and wider than that 360-degree gorgeous view that you're taking in right now. He has a big picture planned out for you and my life. And all of those hopes and dreams, He knows. How do we know that? In Psalms 139:16, it says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book." His plan for you to experience that He is greater than the dimmed path. Here we are on the vista. As He whispers, He has a purpose and a plan for our lives. His plan for you to experience is so big. Remember, He is greater than the dim path. He is greater than your best days. He's greater than the wilderness. He's greater than any of your setbacks. He is greater than any of your accomplishments. And here on the vista, He whispers, He has a purpose and plan for your life. Here we get to surrender, to open our hearts in His presence, to stop running down those wilderness paths and to live for Him to move through you. He invites us to take a step with Him. And He's always leading us. His love wants everything for us. And when you awaken to the goodness, that's when everything becomes possible. The reactionary mindset begins to fade away and the big picture comes into focus as His love is sweeter than honey. In Psalms 19:9, the decrees of the Lord are firm and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. His words give us all that we need to move with purpose, love, and grace. That our words become sweeter, our eyes begin to smile, and our joy becomes a fragrant that opens up hearts around you. And as we hold on to His hand tightly, and we lock eyes with Him, and hold on to Him as He pours out His love onto us, all things become clear and possible. And remember, His love is freely given. There is nothing you have to do to earn His love. Thanks for listening to the Kara Podcast. You can find the Kara Podcast wherever you stream your favorite podcast services. We're on a mission to encourage and inspire and to put Jesus at the center of our lives. Be sure to hit subscribe, download, and share with a friend. And remember, His love is sweet. His love is precious. And He wants everything for you. And when we fall into His loving arms, all things are possible.